感谢主赐给我们大家有平安。
Thank God for the peace we have.
很高兴可以我们一起来敬拜主。
I'm very glad to come here to worship our Lord together.
我也想邀请坐在后面的弟兄姐妹，请你移步上前面好吗？我们。
I want to invite all of you sitting behind, in the back seat at the center, come forward. Please come forward, sit in front.
我们大家坐在一起，我们会温暖很多。
Yeah, when we sit together, we'll warm each other up.
等一下，我们有手声枪，一同来纪念主耶稣基督。
In a little while, we're going to have a communion, and so we're going to commemorating our Lord.
而且今天早下午，让我们大家将我们的注意力就放在主耶稣基督的身上，我们一同来思想主耶稣。
At this moment, this afternoon, so please let us focus on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们先一起同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢天父赐给我们有圣经里的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the your holy words.
祈求你用你的话语来教导我们。
Please open our heart and eyes. Please open you up by your word.
使我们成为你所喜欢的人。
So we can become the ones you like.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in your name.
阿门。我们一起来看马太福音第二十六章一段圣经。
Let's read here the part of scripture from Matthew 26.
如果你喜欢看你自己的圣经也可以，要看这个投影片也可以。
You can read your own Bible or you can look at the projection.
那我们就用来请起音的方式来读，我读单节，请弟兄姐妹朋友读双节。
I'm going to read the all verses and you guys read the even verses.
耶稣说完了这一切的话，就对门徒说。那时祭司长和民间的长老聚集在大祭司称为盖亚法的院里。只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕民间生乱。有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。这香膏可以卖许多钱，救济穷人。因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。我实在告诉你们，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。我把她交给你们，你们愿意给我多少钱？他们就给了她三十块钱。在四本福音书里面都有记载耶稣被捉、受苦、钉死、复活的事情。
In the four Gospels, all give the detailed description on how the suffering, death, and the resurrection of Christ Jesus.
刚刚读那一段圣经，好像一个开始的，就是跟我们介绍这一件事情。
sort of give us a preview or a beginning story on how the story will go.
马太、马可都有记下这件事情，但是没有告诉我们这个女人是谁。
In the Matthew and Mark, it tells the story, but doesn't tell the name of this woman.
但是约翰福音告诉我们，她是玛利亚，是马大和拉撒路的姐妹。
In Book of John, it tells us that the woman was Mary.Sister of Martha and Lazarus.
玛利亚做了一件很特别的事情。
Here, Mary did a wonderful and special thing.
将一瓶很贵的香膏就浇在耶稣的头上。
She poured out this very expensive perfume on top of the head of Jesus.
那我们一起来看看这件事情里面的一些机会。
Let's read the story to see the opportunities embedded in this event.
特别我们一起来看三种不同的机会。
We will look into the three different kinds of opportunity.
除去、给还有得到。
To get rid of, to give.And to get.
我们先一起来看看祭司长跟长老们他们的机会。
Let's first look at the opportunity before the high priests and elders of the people.
有一段很长的时间，这些宗教的领袖他们已经想找机会要除掉耶稣。
For a long time, these religious leaders at that time tried to find a way to get rid of.Jesus.
但是一直都找不到机会。
could not find an opportunity.
当耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活之后，他们的心更加坚决，要除掉耶稣。
After Jesus resurrected Lazarus from death, their desire to get rid of Jesus became stronger and stronger.
对他们来说，耶稣是他们的眼中钉。
To them, Jesus at that time was a thorn in their eyes.
所以这里圣经就告诉我们，他们就聚集在一起，要想办法用诡计要杀耶稣，要捉耶稣。
Here you can see that this high priest and the elders they get together to find a plot to get rid of Jesus and kill him.
为什么他们要在家里面来开会呢？
Why did they assemble in the house of this high priest?
马太在这里解释，在第四节说，大家商议要用诡计拿住耶稣，杀他。
In verse 4, Matthew says.They want to arrest Jesus in some sly way and kill him.
因为那个时候快到逾越节，很多人从不同的地方来到耶路撒冷。
At that time, it was very close to the Passover holiday, so a lot of people came around Israel to Jerusalem to observe the holiday.
本来差不多是25,000的人口，那个时候。会升到差不多50,000人。
Normally there are about 25,000 people living in Jerusalem, but at that time there could be double, more than 50,000.
所以祭司长和长老他们很担心，那样多人如果去抓耶稣，就怕发生问题。
At that time, these people, this high priest and the elders, they were worried among all this.Big population, there will be a problem in doing so.
祭司长跟民间的长老他们忘记一件事情。
One thing they forgot for this high priest and elders of people.
他们可以杀耶稣，但是他们没办法除掉耶稣。
They could arrest and could kill Jesus, but they could not get rid of him.
他们很成功的，最后将耶稣钉在十字架上。
Eventually, they very successfully put Jesus on the cross.
但是第三天，上帝叫耶稣从死里复活。
But on third day, Christ Jesus came back to life through resurrection.
今天耶稣仍然活着。
Today, Jesus still living.
弟兄姐妹，请我们不要学他们，要除掉耶稣。
Sisters and brothers, please do not learn from these people to try to get rid of Jesus.
我们要学这位讲大麻风的西门，接待耶稣来我们的生命生活里面。
We learn here from this Simon the leper to invite and to receive Jesus into our heart to live with us.
今天守圣餐是一个很好的机会，我们接受耶稣。
Today is Sunday of communion, so it's a good time for us to invite them to receive Christ.
如果你还没有邀请耶稣来到你的生活生命里面，希望你今天下午你可以邀请耶稣。
If you haven't decided to invite Jesus into your heart, now is a good time for you to do so.
主耶稣，请你来到我的心里面，请你做我的主。
Jesus, you should pray that Jesus, please come into my heart, be the Lord of my life.
守圣餐也是一个很好的机会，我们求耶稣除去我们生命中的罪恶。
Observing the communion is a good time for us to learn how to rid of the sins.
有什么坏的习惯，求主耶稣帮助我们除掉。
We ask Jesus to help us to get rid of the bad habits in our life.
向上帝认罪，求他赦免。
Repent and ask for forgiveness.
上帝能够帮助我们克服那些罪恶，那些坏习惯。
The Lord will help us to overcome the sins and the bad habits in our life.
让我们看看第六节跟第七节。
Let's look at this verse 6 and 7.
请我们来读，一起来读这两节圣经。我们先读中文，然后读英文。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来，趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。 Now when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at the table.这玛利亚为什么能够这样做呢？
How did Mary do this thing?
她知道，她明白耶稣所说的话。
She heard and she understood what Jesus said.
在26章第一、第二节那里，耶稣有跟门徒说得很清楚。
In the chapter 26, verse 1 and 2,Jesus clearly stated his purpose.
多两天是逾越节，人子就要被交给人，要钉在十字架上。
Two days later, it's a Passover holiday, and the Son of Man will be handed over and crucified.
门徒听到，但是他们没有放在心里面。玛利亚她听到，她放在心里面。
When the disciples heard this, they didn't put it into their heart. But when Mary heard this, she put this into her heart.
Oh, 她很喜欢学习耶稣的话。
She likes very much the words by Jesus.
希望我们都学玛利亚那样，我们心里面渴慕学习耶稣的话，圣经的话语。
Yeah, let's us be like Mary, longing.
我们可以想象一下当时的情况。 大家一起吃饭，突然发现玛利亚在那里将那个香膏倒在耶稣的头上。
We can imagine that time when the, all the disciples and Jesus reclined the table, eating the dinner, and all of a sudden Mary appeared and poured the perfume on the head of Jesus.
每个人都安静下来，好像。
Everybody quiet down. Surprise.
就有门徒开始来批评玛利亚。
No, there's some disciples criticize Mary.
为什么那样浪费啊？可以卖很多的钱。
Why waste all this expensive perfume? This perfume could be sold for high price.
为什么玛利亚要那样做呢
？Why did Mary do this?
至少有两个原因。
There are at least two reasons.
她把握机会，还有她将最好的奉献给耶稣。
First, she could take hold of the opportunity given to her. Second, she wanted to dedicate the best of her to Jesus.
她知道耶稣快要死了，以后发生什么事情她不知道。
The only thing she knew at that time was that Jesus would die very soon. And what happened later, she had no idea.
很可能到那个时候他没有机会去教耶稣的尸体，所以现在他就把握这个机会。
She knew that by that time when Jesus died, she might not have the opportunity to put this perfume on the body of Jesus. So she decided to do now.
门徒别人批评他不要紧。
She didn't care what people or disciples say about her.
她只知道一件事情，我将最好的奉献给耶稣。
She wanted to give the best to Jesus.
那瓶香膏对她来是很值钱的。
That jar of perfume was very expensive to her.
她不是只是倒几滴，然后抹在耶稣的头上。
She didn't just put a few drops of the perfume.
他将整瓶的香膏都倒在耶稣的头上。
She put the whole jar of this perfume on the head of Jesus.
玛利亚没有保留的来奉献给耶稣。
Without any reservation, she gave her whole to Christ Jesus.
那我们大家一起学玛利亚，将我们最好的来奉献给耶稣。
Let us also learn from her.Give our best to Jesus.
我们来做礼拜，将我们最好的带来，来奉献给耶稣。
When we come to worship the our Lord, we should bring our best here.
将你最好的时间，将你最好的精神，来奉献给耶稣。
To give your best time, your best spirit to Jesus.
什么是你最好的呢？
What is your best?
可能是你的时间、你的金钱、你的孩子。
It's maybe your time, maybe your work, maybe your children.
有一天，如果耶稣呼召你的孩子去侍奉他的时候，你肯不肯奉献你的孩子给耶稣呢？
Someday that Jesus call your children to be a full-time minister, or are you willing to dedicate your children?
当门徒批评玛利亚的时候，耶稣却称赞玛利亚。
When the disciples criticized Mary, Jesus instead praised her.
在第十节到第十三节那里，主耶稣替玛利亚来辩护。
Here in the verse 10, Jesus defended for Mary.
请我们一起来读这几节圣经。耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。”
Jesus said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For
but beautiful thing for me. You always had the pool with you, but you will not always have me. 他将这香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传着福音，也要诉说着女人所行的，做个纪念。
In pouring this ointment on my body, she had done it to prepare me for burial. Truly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
主耶稣没有说穷人不重要。
Jesus said here didn't mean caring for the poor is not important.
主耶稣是说，主比穷人更重要。
Here, what he means is the Lord is more important than caring for the poor.
门徒想到什么呢？他们想到钱，他们想到穷人，但是他们没有想到耶稣。
What the disciples thought at that time was about money, about taking care of the poor, but they didn't think about.
玛利亚呢？她先想到主耶稣。
For Mary, the first thing came to her mind was the Lord.
她懂得那个优先次序。
She knew the priority.
今天我们奉献什么给耶稣呢？
Today, what are we going to give to Jesus?
你的钱、你的工作、你的时间。
Your money, your work, or your time.
或者有谁愿意将你所喜欢的电子游戏来奉献给耶稣？
Anybody here want to give your the video games you love to Jesus?
手伸枪的时候，我们可以问我们自己。
In observing the communion, we can ask this question to ourselves.
耶稣将他宝贵的生命给我，我可以有什么来奉献给他呢？
Jesus gave his precious life to me. What can I give back to him?
前几天我们碰到一位年轻人。
A few days ago, I met a young man.
在聊天的时候，我就想到我们。谈很多事情，为什么不谈耶稣的事情呢？
me and him talk about all things, but we didn't talk about Jesus.
我就很直接跟他说，我讲一个故事给你听。
So I talked to him, pointed to him directly, said, I want to tell you a story.
他说，你以前有讲过故事给我听的，是不是同一个故事？
You told me the story before, so this.Same story.
我就跟他说，这是一个女人的故事，她有很宝贵的香膏。
This is a story about a woman, and she had a very expensive perfume.
她倒在耶稣的头上。
She poured this on the head of Jesus.
这位朋友他很留心地听这个故事。
He listened very attentively.
事后我们可以讲很多圣经给别人听。
Yeah, we can talk a lot of stories to other people.
但是耶稣吩咐门徒，无论传福音到什么地方，都要讲这个女人的故事。
Here Jesus said, no matter where we go, proclaim the gospel, we will talk about the story about this woman.
很可能你的家人朋友他们听过圣经里面的一些故事。
Maybe your friends, your family members already heard the stories from the Bible.
你回去试试讲玛利亚这个故事给他们听。
When you talked about the story of Mary to them.
因为耶稣说他们应该听这个故事。
Jesus said they should have heard the story.
我们看到玛利亚将她最好的奉献给耶稣。
We see that Mary gave her best to Jesus.
但是犹大呢就刚刚相反了。这里圣经怎么样说呢？在第十四节、十五节这样说。犹大去找祭司讲。我可以将耶稣交给你们，你给我多少钱？他们就给了他30块钱。
They give him 30 shekels.
究竟30块钱值多少呢？
How much was the worth of 30 shekels?
在旧约圣经里面有讲到30块钱。
In the Old Testament, there's talk about the value of 30 shekels silver.
如果一只牛撑死一个奴仆。
If a bull kill a slave,
他要将他要给那个奴仆的主人30块钱。
The owner of this bull had to give 30 shekels to the owner of the slave.
就是说，那是一个奴仆的身价。
So the 30 shekels was the worth of the bull, was the price of a slave at that time.
在犹大的眼中，耶稣只是一个奴仆，一个奴隶。
In the eyes of Judah, Jesus was the price, only worth the price of a slave.
所以他出卖了耶稣。
That's why he betrayed Jesus.
他的收藏是什么呢？
What was his end?
他得到钱，对。
He got the money, yes.
但是他失去什么呢？
What did he lose?
他失去了耶稣。
He lost Jesus. He lost Jesus.
后来圣经说他自己出去吊死了，他失去了他自己的生命。
Later the Bible shows to us he hanged himself.
耶稣对门徒讲了一句很宝贝的话。
Precious statement from Jesus.
在马太福音第16章里面，我们大家一起来读。我们先读中文，然后读英文。人若装得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What shall a man give in return to, for his soul? It's Matthew 16:26.
上帝赐给我们钱，要我们来服侍他。
God bless us with money, and he wants us to use this to worship.
上帝给我们有成就、成功，要我们来服侍他。
Yeah, God give us success, give us achievement, in order to serve.
请我们不要学犹大。
Let us not learn from Judah.
出卖耶稣，用耶稣来换钱。
To betray Jesus in exchange for money.
用耶稣来换成功，用耶稣来换好的成绩。
To exchange Jesus for success, for good grades.
请大家记得，耶稣比钱更重要。
Please remember, Jesus is more important than money.
耶稣比你的成就更重要。
Jesus is more important than your achievement.
耶稣比你在学校得到多少的分数更重要。
Jesus is more important than whatever you can get in your school.
我们一起守圣餐的时候，我们得到什么呢？说你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血。
You drink from it,
他就是说，当我们吃这个饼、喝这个杯的时候，我们是得到耶稣自己。
When we eat this bread and drink from drink this wine, it tells us we get Jesus Himself.
你得到耶稣，你就拥有耶稣；你有耶稣，你就有了一切。
When you have Jesus, you have what Jesus has. You have everything He has.
所以，请我们大家用时间一起来思想这三个问题。
So let us ponder these three questions together.
有什么是你需要除去的呢？
Are there anything or things you want to get rid of?
有什么你是要奉献给耶稣的呢？
Are there anything you want to give to Jesus?
有什么是你可以得到的呢？
What you can get from Jesus?
请我们一起祷告。亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，准备我们的心，一起来守圣餐，纪念主耶稣基督。
Here, Lord, our Heavenly Father, we come here, observing the communion. Let us remember our Lord Jesus.
祈求你带领我们这一段的时间，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。